This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The 359th birth anniversary of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, the founder of Khalsa Panth, is being observed at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna Sahib, Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar and across Punjab and other parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings on the sacred Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Gobind Singh. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of IndiGo flights. The committee was constituted on the 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by a 4-panel committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The hearing phase for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. We have a report.
A total of 3,234 hearing centres have been finalised across the state. In the first phase, around 3.2 million unmapped voters, those who could not establish any link with the 2002 voter list, are being called for hearing. Voters will be allowed to submit up to 12 recognised documents, including the Aadhaar card. However, the Aadhaar card alone will not be considered as a sufficient document for establishing the voter's identity. The voter list from Bihar's SIR exercise conducted last year will also be considered as a valid document. The Election Commission has clearly warned that submitting fake or forged documents will be treated as a punishable offence. The state's Chief Electoral Officer, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, stated that the hearings are being conducted under strict supervision by more than 4,500 micro-observers. Apart from authorised personnel such as the ERO, AERO, BLO and observers, no one will be allowed inside the hearing centres. It has also been announced that photo documentation will be carried out at every center during the hearings. Sandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
China's foreign ministry has announced sanctions against 10 individuals and 20 U.S. defense companies over arms sales to Taiwan. Among those targeted are the founder of defense firm Anduril Industries and 9 senior executives from the sanctioned companies. They are also banned from entering China. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab for the next 3 days. The Met Department said dense fog conditions are expected over parts of northeast India, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand till the 1st of next month. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. Indian all-rounder Deepthi Sharma broke multiple records during the third T20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Elise Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. In T20Is, Deepthi became the first Indian across men's and women's cricket to reach 150 wickets, equaling Australia's Megan Schutt with 151 scalps. She also became the first cricketer to record 1,000 runs and 150 wickets in T20Is. And with that, we end this news bulletin.